Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 12th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, a very special guest. I've got Peely with me from Big Brother Canada 3. How you doing, Peely?
Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me on such an early morning update here.
Pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Yes. So we are here to talk about not only everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday, but also the episode that aired yesterday night. We're going to talk about that first, the veto episode. And we're not going to talk about spoilers yet. So don't worry. If you're here for the recap, then we're going to talk about that first. Then we're going to get into the live feeds. It's going to be great. So let's get started. Peely, let me get your thoughts. What did you think of Kayla's nominations? Because this is what we start the episode with, the ramifications here.
To be honest with you, she's been trying to get Ryan out of the house since week two. So it was time for her to do it. And no one else was going to do it. And no one else was going to put Ryan up. Will, I love Will. I don't want him to... I think her nominations are good for her game. However, he was telling her the truth, and she obviously didn't believe him about the whole circle and everyone telling the ringleader and everything. So he wasn't coming after her. So I don't think she should have nominated him.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people would have preferred her to stick to the plan and go after Johnny, but Paris managed to sweep in there, and they showed that Paris was celebrating on the episode. She was like, did I do that? Did I just do that? Yeah, she kind of did, Peely.
Paris is getting like great edits. She did do it, though, but she's yes. getting a really, really good edit. Good for her. Her nominations, I mean, they're fine, but I think she should have gone for Johnny as much as I love Johnny. I just don't, like, I know Ryan wasn't going after her. And I don't even know if Will was going after Dayla. I don't know if he ever mentioned that before he got nominated, but.
Well, I think Kayla's main problem is that they were all kind of going after her.
So, what? Everyone's yeah. going after them, yes. However, she just burnt more bridges putting up Will. Yeah.
Yeah. So we see this, and I think like the majority of the episode seemed to be from Ryan's perspective. It was really Ryan's story of being nominated and going up to Kayla and saying like, kid, you messed up, kid. I was telling you the truth. And then they even back it up with the flashbacks very quickly. You know, I had been talking about how I felt like this episode was going to be the determining factor on whether or not the twist was used and who it was used on. And right from the get-go, I was feeling, oh, wow, the producers want us to use it on Ryan.
That's honestly, though. Problem.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You feel so much empathy for him. Like, he... It makes me want to use it for sure on him. Like, he was just so devastated when he lost the veto. He like how much he wants to stay there is unbelievable, according to the episode last night anyway. Like, yes. Will, there's nothing, Will. Like, he just didn't do it much last line.
Will got nothing. Will, no. I mean, Will, who we were like, oh, he's going to have that edit with his kid and the phone call. He's going to be so sympathetic. Basically invisible on the show is all Ryan all the time. And we saw the edit back him up. He was telling the truth. We saw like this very villainous Kayla, like, oh, we should be sticking it to Kayla and keeping Ryan, who is the honorable one. I was like, wow, they're really sticking their neck out here for Ryan of all people. Very surprising.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, in my opinion, I love Will to death, but if I had to choose one right now, I mean, yes, Will, because he's like the most likable one. Ryan's just like, we're just over him. We've been talking about getting him out since like week two or whatever. But Ryan brings so much more to the table. Well, to date, he has. Like, he's won comps. He's actually ruffled feathers. He talks more. Like, I don't see Will a whole lot until now that he's up on the block, but.
Yeah, I think everybody knows my stance on twists. I do not want them to be used ever, ever. I felt it. Like, knowing me as somebody who watches the feeds every single day, who updates you on the feeds every single day, I watched the edit and I too am manipulated by it. I'm like, oh man, it sucks that Ryan has to go. Even though I'm determined to not use the twist, I'm like, I feel it. I feel the urge to be like, no, we can save him.
Part of you wants to use it for sure.
It's crazy. It's crazy how manipulative it is. It really works. Like, he wants to be there. He's talking about he's getting emotional in some moments. And then, you know, you watch him play the veto and he comes so close and he's so disappointed that he didn't win. It's effective stuff, Peely.
I'm with Kate. Like, it is hard being there and knowing like who's telling the truth, who's lying to you. But at the same time, it's really tough to like see him suffer and like potentially going home after like knowing he's really telling the truth. Like, he's being honest. He's to stay in truth himself. But there's no way to believe him after what he's gone through, I guess, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's been the scapegoat.
Yeah. And that's what's put him on the block. So that's very... That's a shitty situation to be in, I guess.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing about saving Ryan ultimately, is that even if it does happen, he's got nowhere to go in the game. Nobody believes him. Nobody trusts him. Nobody wants to work with him. He's been effectively out of the game for the last couple of weeks, and we were finally putting him out of his misery. Only then he gets a sympathetic edit, and maybe gets saved, and then it's like, okay, now we need to go through the motions again. Could be a little bit boring.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I'm saying I want Ryan to be saved, obviously, because of the whole episode, how it played out. Like, it was just too hard not to say no, But
we'll see. You have too much of a heart, Peely. You need to be more like us. You need to be heartless.
I need to be heartless. I love twists. As a viewer, as a fan, I love them. As a player, I hate them.
All right. Well, we also got... a little bit from Johnny here. Johnny, who ultimately wins the veto. What did you think of this veto competition, Peely? It was, we start out, you know, carrying glasses, and then what was it? The maze, and then the smashing the pots. Oh, yeah. What did you think?
I thought it was a cool comp. It was different. Like, there were different steps to it. It was intense. So I watched the feeds, obviously, and I read spoilers all the time, so I knew who had won the comp. But before it ended, like, Ryan had it in his pocket. It was crazy how, I don't know if the production just made it seem that it was that close or if it actually came that close, but he had it. I was really at the edge of my seat watching it. The first step, though, like the whole tray, carrying the tray and the glasses thing, it's funny how, I forget who said it, that Kayla's a professional server. I thought that was hilarious, but I thought it was a really, really neat comp. What do you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think the competitions have been very, very good so far. I liked that it was a different combination of skills, you know, like balancing the glasses. And then we had the classic maze competition that we usually get on Big Brother. And then this weird pot smashing. I don't know where that came from. I don't really know how that fit in.
I think it was a last minute decision. I'm just joking. I don't know.
Is that something they do in London? They smash pots?
Apparently, according to last night's episode. No, I thought it was pretty cool. A little bit of everything. Using different skills. I thought it was great.
Yes. All right. So we see Johnny win this veto, and he's going to think about potentially using it on Will to make the way that this they sort of portrayed this didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. Like where Johnny was saying, "Oh, the big move would be to save Will." I'm not sure. Do you see that as a big move? I feel like that was a small move. If he saves Will, and then in his mind, the replacement it would be somebody easy like Maddie, and Ryan would still go home.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that segment. And the way when he went into the HOH to pitch it to Kayla, as he walked like the last of the segment, it was technical. I thought he was going to use it. Like that's what they ended it at. And then he ended up not using it. It was a really strange segment situation. I don't know. I think he honestly should have just used it on Will. You just, as much as the house tells you that he's safe and what the house tells you, you just don't know him, but brother, if he claims to be that close to Will and claims to want Will to say that badly, I honestly would have just used it on him.
Yes, but in the conversation, the way that the show portrayed it, at least in the conversation with Kayla, she was trying to trap him. She was trying to be like, "Oh, well, I'll put up Allie or Olivia," and Johnny was like, No, that wasn't really. And she's really trying to get something out of him, but she's not. And she said it's really annoying her. So maybe if he does use it, she'll just put up Erica. What did you think of Kayla in this segment?
One second, back to that. That is very true. Like I forgot about that. The consequences would probably have been worse because he knows Will's staying anyway.
Well, Kayla, but I mean, just to quickly expand on that, the funny thing is, if Johnny had used the veto and Kayla had nominated Erica, then Erica would be on the block, and Erica probably would have been getting a more sympathetic edit. Probably would have been saved by Canada, and might not be going home.
That would have been just disastrous for her HOH. Kayla's segment, what did I think? She is getting a very evil, mean edit. I mean, I do watch her live. It's a little bit, and I'm sure she means great. I'm sure she's a great girl. Nothing against her. But yes, if I was just a huge Solid Episodes fan, my goodness, she is coming across very, very mean. She just wants to stir the pot. As soon as Johnny walks out of the room, out of the HOH, after talking about potentially using the veto, she just wants to get Johnny on a bad side. And it was crazy to watch.
Yeah, and then she immediately goes to Allie and says, "Oh, Johnny was throwing your name out," even though she knows he wasn't. What do you feel about that move? Because obviously it works here. She convinces Allie that Johnny was throwing her under the bus, but making such a blatant lie can sometimes come back to bite you if the truth comes out.
I thought it was very, very ballsy of Kayla. I actually watched this whole thing go down, and I was like waiting for either Allie or Kayla to bring Johnny and like confront him. I really was waiting for that because Then the truth would have came out, right? Because Kayla just told Allie about it, and Allie just believed it. And didn't do anything about it. I would have like gone to Johnny and like confronted him. I was really waiting for that moment. But yeah, that was a very blunt lie, I guess, and ballsy in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. It's the kind of thing where she may be able to get away with it if Johnny ends up on the chopping block next week. But if Johnny is in power next week, that's the sort of thing where it's like all the secrets are coming out. And yeah. It's just a matter of who is he the most mad at.
It all depends whether Allie tells him or not, which I think she will eventually. Yeah, like you
especially,
said.
Especially if he's in power. Yeah,
exactly.
So that was basically, you know, what we saw on the episode. Again, a lot of Ryan, like, oh man, if only there was something that the viewers could do to help me. Like, that was basically what the episode
was. Because he knows Big Brother. He's a super fan. He's so smart. He knows something is up.
Yeah. They have all been like, oh, please audience, give us something. Which, you know.
It's fair. It's fair to think that way, I guess. It's scary. And okay, I don't want to get into the life it's yet. Sorry.
Yes. So we ultimately see Johnny choose to not use the veto. And like I said, the episode very geared toward Ryan. They barely touch on the fact that Erica was a potential backdoor situation here. I said before the episode, they can choose what they want. And if they want it to not be used, then they would say, hey, if you use this, then Erica will be backdoored. And we saw almost no Erica. We saw one tiny mention of the fact that Erica might go up on the block if Johnny uses it. They are really just preparing to blindside the viewers, I guess, because so many people are like, oh, we need to save Ryan and screw Kayla over because she's the worst. And this will throw a big wrench in her plans. Like, actually, that would be helping her out quite a lot, actually, because you're going to be taking out one of her biggest enemies by sending Erica home. And there you go. That's just how twists work.
That is very true. And also to go back to that Allie thing, Kayla mentioned to Johnny that, remember, he threw Allie's name out there, like for a potential pawn use if he did use a veto on Will, like who else is gonna go up? There's not many people. And she said, I mean, I guess I could throw Allie up, and if she went home, then at least I got her home. Like, you know what I mean? It's a win-win for her. So yes, Ryan would be staying, and that would be ruining her HOH, but not really. She would still be getting out a really, really big player.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, getting Ryan out or Erica out is you know, fine for Kayla. Although it would be funny if Ryan ended up winning and taking her out after she backdoored Erica. But honestly, I think Erica has a much better chance at winning HOH. So it's probably a good thing for Kayla to take Erica out. However, I think that, you know, this whole situation, if Erica does leave, I think that it definitely changes the house dynamics a little bit, but I think it unfortunately just makes Ryan continue to stay at the top of the target list. And if anybody who was going to target Erica or Johnny next week wins HOH, they would probably just target Ryan again. And we'd get a repeat of this week, unfortunately. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I put out a poll. It seems like, you know, at least the people that that follow me are wanting to not use the twist. I've seen a lot of other, basically everywhere on Twitter, it's team vote no on the twist, but I think everywhere else, basically everywhere where people watch the show only, it's very, very heavily in favor of Ryan, which really just to me goes to show just how little power the players and the audience have over the twists in the game. So many people often say, like, oh, well, if the players were playing right, they'd be playing up to the viewers to make sure the viewers love them, and so then that would help them with the twists. But Erica was loved heading into this week. Ryan was not. It really just came down to what the producers wanted with this one particular episode. And that's how it goes, I think.
I agree. I think if it's obviously not used, obviously Ryan will go home. Hopefully Will stays. But it would just be good for the sake of good TV to get used, I think.
Well, here's the thing. I think it would be good TV for like the 2 minutes that it happens. And then for the rest of the week and the rest of the game, we'd have not as good TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a very valid point.
So that's what we've got for the recap here. We're going to head into the live feed update now. So if you don't want live feed spoilers, you can get out now. This is your opportunity. But what are you doing with your life if you're not up to date with the live feeds?
Really, though.
Yes. So here we go. Live feed update for April 12th. We're talking about yesterday. A lot of the same, a lot of the same during the day. Ryan campaigning to people fruitlessly. Again, you know, we can get a group of five, a group of four. Let's do this. And people are like, I don't know.
It's crazy because, yeah, people are sold on, like, they're keeping Will no matter what. Like, they're not going back on that. And, yeah, Ryan's really, he's not giving up. He's not going without a fight, which I give him props for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And but it's again, it's like he has no allies. So anytime he's on the block and people want him to go home, it's just like we're just going to be waiting out the week to wait for him to go home. We've been waiting for the whole week, and production has other things in store for us. We did get some movement, though, with the rest of the house. A lot of people talking about targeting Johnny. Johnny and Erica were pushing to target Dayla with Allie and Liv. Allie in particular does not like this. She wants to work with Dayla. So Allie is going to Dayla and saying, Johnny's been pushing for you guys to go. Just more of the same, pushing the target more and more on Johnny. However, Allie is starting to feel like it's more Johnny than Erica. So that's something. That's a little bit of something.
It is a little bit of something. I agree with you. I don't want the target to be on Johnny.
Well, yeah, well, you know, we'll talk about it. We'll keep going. Paris and Liv discuss targeting Johnny. Liv saying that, like, again, she doesn't want to target. She feels like it's not good for her game to target Derek and Kayla, which is funny because what she's really saying is that she'd prefer to be targeting Maddie. And of course, Paris is throwing Maddie under the bus, as she always does. And just a lot of, like, Paris kind of subtly saying, you know, I'd be okay with targeting Johnny. That's something that I'm actually on board with. Fair. But don't tell anyone. You can't tell anyone. And of course, Olivia is going to run to Allie with it, of course.
Oh yeah, they're very, very tight, Olivia and Allie, and I love that friendship they got going, and trust and everything. I don't even know why Maddie's even in the picture. Like, I don't know why people are targeting her, going after her so badly. She hasn't won anything. She's a huge emotional player. I guess just people can't trust her, but she should not be in the picture in this situation, I don't think. Maddie.
Yeah, it's Maddie, really, she gets blamed for everything Paris does, and then also a ton of stuff that nobody has done. It's like people have this view of Matt, everybody in the house, not even her closest ally in Paris, like every single person feels like she is this sneaky floater, terrible person. And she's really just one of the more consistently honest people in the house. She hasn't been doing much.
Just her social game, I guess, is just not the strongest. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So Will and Johnny discuss that they will be targeting Dayla in the following week. And they're talking about solidifying something with Erica. That's something that they want to do later in the day. And we're going to see that a little bit later. We also got Maddie and Derek talking about working together. Maddie warns Derek that Will trust Johnny a lot. So we're not sure we can trust Will with everything. We'll kind of keep him at an arm's length, Maddie says.
Well, yeah, I haven't really seen a whole lot of Will, to be honest, but I don't think he keeps things to himself, and he is really close to Paris and to Maddie. So yeah, I think whatever said to, like, whatever, because Paris is just everywhere. She's obviously on both sides, and she just grabs bits of information from each and just brings it to Will, and Will doesn't keep his mouth shut either. So everything is just rambling and getting around, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Will is kind of going back and forth between Paris and Maddie and Johnny and Erica. And both sides kind of see that. Maddie in particular is kind of like annoyed that Will was not more on their side. Because Maddie at this point is pretty firmly against Johnny because Paris keeps telling her that Johnny is targeting Maddie. But I think Johnny is only targeting Maddie because Paris is telling Johnny that Maddie's targeting her. And it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not really sure the purpose of this, Paris, but at least you're not being targeted, I guess.
That's fair. I can't believe she hasn't been spoken about. Like she's doing a good job. Paris is. She's doing a wonderful job. Yeah, I think so.
So Allie has this conversation with Dayla where she talks about how she feels like Erica is more on board with Kayla than Johnny is. Erica and Kayla had had a conversation earlier in the day, and Erica had told Allie that she felt good about Kayla after that conversation. But then she went and talked to Johnny and she was back on the let's evict Kayla train. So Allie is feeling like Johnny is the main force behind the let's target Dayla thing, and that maybe Erica is more suitable to work with them.
Well, sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Eric and Kayla were very, very close at the beginning of the season anyway. I think they're just like shift apart eventually. They just don't talk as much. I'm not really sure what's going on, but they used to be really close, so I can see them working together or better than Johnny. They all want them both out. Dayla's a huge, huge target. Like, if they don't want to go home, Derek has to win the HOH today. Because they're all targeting her. However, I have a feeling that, Erica has a better chance of working with Kayla. Because Kayla's trust still 80% on Erica.
Yeah.
More than Johnny.
Right. And Allie is pushing that too, where it's like if there's any chance that Erica does not get nominated, if there's any chance that Erica doesn't go home tonight, if the save is used, it's because maybe there's time for Kayla to talk to Allie and for Allie to be like, maybe we shouldn't take the shot at Erica. Maybe she's amenable to working with us, which is theoretically possible.
Well, if that were to happen, I would hope so. However, I'm not really sure how good Eric is at that on the spot, because I remember going back to when Hansa was evicted, she could have fought for him. They were very close. So I am not really sure how she would handle that situation. But hopefully, if that was the case, I hope she just...
Yeah. Yeah. So she's also feeling worried about Maddie because Johnny last night, we talked about this yesterday, he had told Allie and Olivia that he was worried about Maddie trying to pull in Derek and Kayla because he had heard that from Will. Maddie had gone to Will saying we should try and work with Derek and Kayla. Will went to, or actually it was both Maddie and Paris, but of course Paris gets away clean.
Of course.
Will goes to Johnny and says, don't trust Paris and Maddie. They're trying to work with Derek and Kayla. Then Johnny relays this to Allie and Liv saying, I'm worried about Maddie potentially trying to work with Derek and Kayla. And so while Allie and Liv said to themselves, we don't really believe that, even though it is true, you can tell they're a little bit worried. Allie in particular, she's asking Derek and Kayla about it. She's like, you know, Johnny's kind of paranoid about you working with Maddie potentially, and they're like, we're not doing that. What? No. But I'm not entirely sure that that Allie buys it 100%.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember watching this, but I don't think she buys it. But I don't even know if it would be a good move for them, because of course, well, right now that Kayla can't play the HOH, she's obviously like forced to get in with people. I also saw her having a really good conversation with Maddie. I don't know if we're talking about around the same, but she's not screwing around. She's really trying to get, because she has no one but Derek technically. Mm-hmm. So she's really trying to get in with groups and like make herself secure just in case they win HOH, I think.
Yes, yes, for sure. And Paris in particular is trying to put together this like Paris Maddie, Derek and Kayla alliance. And then, of course, Derek and Kayla also have Allie and Liv on the other side. So they're trying to play both sides in that regard. And that is something that Allie should be worried about, because we've talked about it before. I do feel like Derek and Kayla would choose Paris and Maddie over Allie and Liv if it came down to it.
Yes, 100%. I agree with you.
Yes. So then we finally get Will, Erica, and Johnny coming together, formalizing their final three alliance. They call it the social aspect.
That was my favorite scene of the live feeds last night. I thought it was awesome.
Yes. It's kind of funny that they call it the social aspect, because they feel like their social games have been so good when they are the main targets of the house right now.
They are the main targets, though, because, well, besides Will, because how many comps have they won so far, Johnny and Erica? So they wonder you're going to be a target.
They should call themselves the competition aspect.
That's a much suitable name for them, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
They're very excited about this alliance. They're all in into it. They want to take each other down to the end of the game. They seem like they're pretty loyal.
I mean, yes, and I can see it working well, because they're all in kind of different sides of the house, so that they can just gather information and bring it to the social aspect, like bring it together and just exchange information. But And they did mention, because Johnny was like, well, what if we don't talk for like a couple of days? Like, is this still in? Like, we don't have to keep reassuring ourselves that we're still a thing. And they're like, Erica's like, no, like, we'd never talk. Like, we can't let people know that this is a thing. Like, this is it. Like, we're doing this. And then Johnny made a funny comment about watching the three of them being nominated for a triple eviction. I thought that was hilarious. No, but I do see them working very well. I think they could be very powerful, potentially. I don't think anyone would see that coming. What do you think?
I mean, I think people see that Johnny and Will are close and that Johnny and Erica are close, but I don't think they have seen yet necessarily that all three are going to be working together. But I do agree that they could be a force to be reckoned with. It really just depends on A, whether or not Erica leaves tonight, and B, if they end up winning, if one of them wins the HOH tonight, I feel like then they will be in a decent spot. And the people that they want to pull in are Paris and Liv. They want those two to be sort of the two on the outside of their three, and they really need to get on top of telling Paris and Liv that, because I feel like it would quell their fears. I feel like Liv would be a lot less likely to target them, and Paris would be a lot less likely to target them if they felt more comfortable being included in an alliance. Obviously, I wouldn't be like, so me, Will, and Erica are in a tight three, and we were thinking about bringing another couple people on. But if you tried to organically form it with those two, I feel like it could be beneficial. You have to be particularly careful with how you approach it. Again, don't say that it's the three of you, but if they could start working a little more on bringing other people in tight, it could be beneficial to their game. But if they win power, I think that will naturally happen anyway.
Yes, I agree with that. But also, I was wishing this whole thing would go down before the HOH comp, or like, I guess before the eviction tonight, because once someone gets power, like, people vaguely will just come up to you and like pretend that you're in their alliance, or pretend you're working with them or whatever, just for sake of keeping you safe, correct? So if this happened before the whole eviction tonight, if for whatever reason Erica happened to be backdoor, then this group of four, I guess it would be, could potentially save, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree too, because I think that if Erica does leave, the target on Johnny's back is going to be a lot smaller, because right now the problem is that Johnny and Erica together if they're working together, they've won the majority of the competitions this season. That's incredibly dangerous. But if one of them goes, then they're not quite as dangerous. And even somebody like Paris has talked about, like, once we get one of them out, then we can start looking at other people, especially if it's like, oh, now it's not Johnny and Erica. I think from Paris's perspective, she can be like, okay, I can work with Johnny and Will, because I have a good hold on Will. And if they want to work with me, that's great. And I think even somebody like Liv could be like, oh, if Johnny wants to work with me, that's cool. Now I can take a shot at Maddie or whatever. So I think that Johnny's not in a great spot right now, but regardless of what happens tonight, he does have a lot of outs. Either Erica goes and he has a lot of social outs, or Erica stays and they have a very good chance at winning power. Not totally out of the game here yet.
No, Johnny's in a pretty good spot. He's got a really good social game. Yes, people are, like you say, people are coming after him, but because of the whole Eric and Johnny situation. But yes, if Erica was to be out of the game, it wouldn't be the worst case scenario for Johnny. It wouldn't be great, but he's in a good spot. He's got his bases covered at least.
Yes. So, we had Will. Will decides to move to Marin's bed in the
to
red
break
room.
The curse.
Yes, to break the curse, because that's the cursed bed. Everyone that slept in it has been evicted, and Will decides he wants to break that curse. I don't know, Peely. Is this a smart move?
It's tough to say. I not smart or stupid. I don't think it's like right or wrong, but I think it's more obvious. Like, people know in the red, he's going from the white to the red room, correct?
Yes.
People in the white room know. Like, they all know. And even like Derek made a comment about it. Like, I call BS. Like, he just wants to be part of the popular group, and like, he just wants to be in the conversation. And that's so, I can see Will doing it to break the curse, yes, but at the same time, it's like, he wants to get into the with the group, with right. The popular group. Paris is very, very upset about this, by the way.
Yes, Paris was not happy. Will moving into the red room, I can't believe him. I don't know if this was necessarily the best sleeping decision from Will, but
not right before HOH. Like,
he
I wouldn't have. Like, I don't think it was the smartest thing.
All right. So we also had a conversation with Johnny and Ryan, where Johnny is working his jury management here. Johnny reveals to Ryan that he is actually a super fan. He's watched every season of the show. And Ryan was shocked and happy to hear this. Johnny is like saying, like, I've been working a lot of angles here that I can't tell you about yet, but this is a good conversation. Johnny, I mentioned this last night on Twitter, like, Johnny is insanely good at jury management. He had Marin leaving the house feeling like Johnny was the best person, and right now I think that Ryan would vote for Johnny over anyone in the house, especially after this conversation where Johnny really just impresses Ryan, and Ryan is just like, wow, I can't believe you had so many things going on. I can't wait to hear, like, can you just tell me, like, I want to know.
I actually missed this conversation, but I can see that. I can see Johnny doing that. He is so good with his social skills and with jury management, like you said. Yeah, every time someone, but jury hasn't started yet.
That is the thing. Like, a lot of that jury management went to waste with Marin, who is not even in the jury.
But they know jury hasn't started.
Well, they are assuming, or at least Ryan is assuming, that jury will start tonight, in that the ninth vote will be Canada's vote. But we don't know that. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No, but I think it's very smart of Johnny, at least just to make sure, just in case a twist were to happen and they end up staying, like, Ryan's gonna like him now.
Yes, yeah, and Ryan is even like, man, I wish we could have talked about this before. Like, why didn't you use me in the game, Johnny? Like, I could have been useful to you. Johnny was just like, yeah, you know, it's just like, there were too many other variables, and it's like, if I don't, need to take the risk with you because there were so many variables with you, then it's not worth the risk. And Ryan is just like, they were talking like in code, and Johnny was trying to tell him things without telling him things. And he was like, you know, you could blow up my game right now, Ryan. And I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. What use of that is to me? Like, what use of that be for me? And he was like, can you just like tell me like a half hour before I leave, like what the whole game plan is? And Johnny was like, dude, what, you could come back though.
That's amazing. Oh, I wish I witnessed this conversation. I honestly think that too bad Ryan is potentially leaving tonight, but if he had stayed, like, they honestly could have been a really, really unexpected duo.
And that's the thing. I think that this could end up being very bad for Johnny if Ryan does stay, because Ryan does now know a lot more about Johnny. However, I think that Ryan feels good enough about Johnny that he would want to work with him if the opportunity presented itself. So I think that if Ryan does stay, it would not be the worst for Johnny. Again, it would be more wasted jury management. But I do think that Ryan will want to work with Johnny now moving forward if he has the opportunity. But of course, Ryan is also the kind of guy where, like, if it behooves him, he will throw Johnny under the bus if it would save his skin.
I agree with that. However, I think if he did stay, I can see Ryan just like actually working with him, and like they both gaining trust with each other. And yeah, I could really see that, and I would love that. I think that would be pretty powerful.
Yeah, Ryan would just replace Erica in the social aspect.
No.
No, Ryan does not want to work with Will. He's not happy about Will. So one other funny thing was that, like, Ryan on his way out was like, oh, but Johnny, you should be talking to the cameras. You should be explaining to Canada what you're doing, because you're going to need their vote. And Johnny was like, then he left the room, and Johnny was like, okay. Like, he was like very like shy about talking to the cameras. Like, I don't know what to say.
It's really funny because, like, people, like, super fans or whatever, people who watch feeds and, like, are players now, they do that. Like, pairs, like, a lot of them just constantly talk to themselves, talk to the cameras to make sure Canada's, like, watching and listening to you and, like, listen to your pitch and whatnot. But as a player, like, I remember when I was in the house, I never wanted to talk to the cameras because it's so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking to yourself. Like, is someone actually watching? Like, it is so awkward. So good for the ones who actually, like, Paris is just on a roll.
Goes for it, yeah.
Yeah, that is so funny. Jody's like an awkward little...
Because he'd never really done it before, and like, he recognized the value in what Ryan was saying, and so he was like, I mean, I guess, like, what do I say? I mean, I think you guys know what my plan is. You know, going after Dayla. I don't care about any of these people. I'll stab them all in the back. Erica, Will, I don't care. Let's see. I think I'm on a lot of people's radar this week. I think that, you know, this is not looking great for me, but I think I've still got some outs. If I can take a shot at Kayla, I think I'll be okay. You know, I hope if you guys are voting for something, just please vote for you probably find me annoying, and do you think I'm arrogant? You probably think I'm arrogant. Ugh. But please vote for me anyway.
Questionnaire. So do you think that he really is in it with Will and Erica, or would he just backstab him if he had to?
What he said was that, like, he is his own person, and he is not going to be loyal to anyone if it's not useful to him. And that being said, I do think he wants to stick to this final three if possible. Will and Erica are both pretty loyal to him. And he talked a lot about, like, how it might be too tempting to take Will to the end if they're in the final three with him, Erica, and Will. So he was like, and, you know, Eric and I are probably going to have a bunch of conversations about, like, BSing each other about how Will probably has votes. Like, oh,
oh man. Like, I guess it's important to worry, right? Like, to worry at any, like, at this point of the game, but I think it's a little too soon to be planning final two or final three in that case. John is an interesting, I think he's a really great character. He's funny. I enjoy watching him a lot. The other day in the live feeds in the hot tub area, he was saying to Maddie, Will, and Olivia, maybe, I forget. But he's like, do you guys trust me? Like, do you guys doubt me? I don't know if you remember that. It was yesterday before, or the day before, but he's just very paranoid.
Yeah.
Always.
He was like, well, Kayla came in when he was talking to Ryan at one point, and then after she left, he was like, I can't wait to send you home. And Ryan was like, where was this Johnny the whole time? And Johnny was like, wait, do you think she heard me? He was like, oh, you're so paranoid.
He's the most paranoid. Even when he was holding the veto, I guess it was a big deal for him too, whether he was going to use it or not. But he is just so paranoid, but I love it.
Yes.
I enjoy watching him.
So another thing we got on the feeds last night was Derek prepares a romantic evening with Kayla.
What was that about? Where did that come from?
Yes, he apparently, you know, talked to production. He got some booze. He laid out some rose petals as a little, you know, path to the bath, and sprinkled in some rose petals into the bath. Got a little bubble bath going, and then invited Kayla up to have a romantic evening together.
So their original plan was to just have a bottle of wine and just have the night to themselves, correct?
Yeah, I think so. And then
kind of Big Brother helped there a little bit. And then the house guests got some beer too.
Yes.
And then, okay, I wasn't sure about that, because I remember watching them try and set up the mugs for the wine and all that stuff. And then Derek goes, Kayla, let's go get some fresh air. So I think that was a whole plan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Derek, he's got like this whole. Well, first of all, he says to the cameras, "You know, you gotta treat your woman right, because don't forget, guys, they run the world." And then he has like this whole speech planned for Kayla. Like, I just wanted to celebrate. You know, it's been a tough week for us. So on. It was kind of awkward, to be honest.
It was very awkward to watch. See, we haven't really seen much of Derek. Like, I think last night's speech was the most that I've ever seen him talk. Like, there's just not much. He's just not on the show, obviously, or let alone the feeds. But yeah, he's a little bit of an awkward dude. I'm sure he means well. Like, he's great, I'm sure. But yeah, it was a little bit of an awkward scene, hey?
Yeah, it just does kind of, and I don't love to speculate about this sort of thing, but it does just kind of seem like he's not that into Kayla. Like, it just there doesn't seem to be a ton of chemistry there. Like, even when she was like, she was very happy about this. She's like, oh, my guy. She was very excited. Like, she goes into to like kiss him, and like very quickly he pulls away. And it's like,
yeah, she doesn't seem to be a whole lot into. I don't know if it's because of the camera, there's cameras around them, which could be a huge, huge thing. But Kayla seems to like him a lot,
mm-hmm.
like way more into him that he's into her, which could be something. But yeah, I don't know what Derek's deal is. There was a bunch of people on Twitter talking about that. Like, either he's gay or he's got a girl home, which neither of them, I don't think is. He did mention something when they were in the bathtub. I don't know if you remember this, but he said, briefly talking about Johnny, I believe, he's like, maybe playing the gay card would work better or something like that. I'm like, excuse me? I'm not really sure what's going on there.
I did not catch that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's hard to like. He did say at one point, like, I know it might seem like I'm not that into you because of the cameras, and I just don't want to like do that yet. So like, that's definitely a possibility. It's just like that's not normally what we see on the feeds. Like,
it's a very valid point, but he's just really guarding himself on TV a little. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows? But and Kayla herself has talked about, like, she feels like she's into Derek more than he is into her, which I think is part of why she felt so good about this this romantic evening with the rose petals.
It was very cute and very thoughtful of Derek.
Yes, I'm pretty sure we're going to see this on the episode. Although kind of a quick turnaround, so who knows? All right. So then finally, at the end of the night, we got Allie and Liv talking. And Allie has kind of turned around on targeting Johnny, and she feels like she would rather target Maddie first. Johnny kind of successfully got in her ear about Maddie, and she feels like she'd rather take the shot at Maddie. She's just worried now that she's told Dayla too much about Johnny and Erica, and it's going to be hard for her to not target them if she gets power.
Well, Allie has been getting really close with Kayla. I don't know if it's just because she was HOH, but she has been talking to her a lot. And that's one of the reasons I think she believed what Kayla had said about Johnny, how he had been saying stuff about her. They've been getting really close, and I don't know if I like that.
You don't like that Kayla has gotten close to Allie?
I don't know.
Well, I've talked about this before, that I do feel like Allie, she just really goes and tries to bond with the HOH, like, not necessarily consciously, but like they are in power, so she feels like she likes them more when they're, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Once Kayla comes off or down from the throne, I guess, I don't think she's going to feel or be as close to her.
I agree. I think that her game priorities might shift, and I think they're already kind of shifting because, you know, Dayla's not going to be in power next week, or at least Kayla's not going to be in power. And so she's thinking about ways that they can get around potentially not having to target Johnny or Erica, and to do like nominate Maddie and Paris, or Maddie and Will, and then say, okay, well, the backdoor plan is to nominate Johnny, but then, oh, whoops, the veto didn't get used. Oh, I guess we have to send Maddie home. So that's sort of where Allie stands at the moment. And I believe Liv is on board with that as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Allie's in a pretty good spot. Allie and Olivia are in, this is going to be funny, but they really remind me of Ashley and myself. Without the show and society, obviously. But yeah, they're very good together. They work well. They're definitely not, like, they're not threats in the game right now. I think they're in a great spot, but they're gonna have to watch what they, like, if they get the power or who they target. And Maddie would be the easy way out, in my opinion.
Yes. Well, I do think that targeting Maddie is the correct thing to do for Allie and Liv, because Maddie is one of the few people that I think would really just actively target them. Whereas Johnny and Erica right now are very focused on Dayla, and Dayla are focused on Johnny and Erica. So, like, leave them to fight amongst themselves. You take out the people that are coming for you. The real danger to Allie and Liv are Maddie and Paris, because Maddie and Paris are not only going to come for them, but they're coming for their spot with both Dayla and Johnny and Erica. It's really like you've got Johnny and Erica as on one side as these big competition threats. You've got Dayla on the other side as the other competition threats, and they're coming at each other. And then you've got the two groups on the sides, Allie and Liv, and then Will Paris Maddie, who are kind of just competing to be good with those two big forces. And so it really should be Johnny and Erica targeting Dayla, Dayla targeting Johnny and Erica, where then Allie and Liv are targeting Paris and Maddie and Paris targeting Allie and Liv. But not everyone understands those dynamics entirely, but it seems like Allie is starting to kind of get it.
Yeah. I've seen it in her this week, especially. Cause before I didn't really see much of her, but this week she's been really stepped up and had some good conversations with obviously Kayla and with, Olivia and all that. But yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic what they have going on right now, like all the groups, and it's very confusing. Sometimes I'm just like, what's going on right now? There's too much back and forth going on.
Well, that's what we're here for, to explain it all. Yes, but I do feel like Allie has she's been a little too talkative this week, and I do think that she's told Dayla a bit too much, and
yes.
I could see her getting in trouble next week if the wrong person gets power. There's a lot of dirt that people can spill on about Allie, so you got to watch out for that as well.
Yeah, like I said, it's just, and I think she just did that because they would. Allie just did that because Kayla was in power. Just spilled some a little too much information, but it'll be interesting after we find out who HOH is. It's going to be a very interesting week, I think.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for you for the live feed update. Of course, tune in tonight after the eviction episode where we will be live to recap it, whether the twist is used, whether Erica goes home, Ryan goes home, Maddie potentially, I guess, could go home. So we'll be talking about everything regarding that. And then, of course, tomorrow I will be back here live at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening on the live feeds with the new HOH and the new potential nominees and all of that good stuff. Of course, make sure you check out The Taryn Show. I recently talked to Haley Strong. That's the most recent episode. And then the coming episode, I talked to June Song from Big Brother 4. So very excited about releasing that podcast. We're going to get Peely on The Taryn Show at some point soon.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Thank you for having me. I love coming on this thing. It's a little early, so my brain is just not fully awake, I don't think.
You're great. I love talking to you anytime, Peely.
Thank you, Taryn. You're great.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Peely, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, any social media platform, Peely Niemer.
All right.
Go find me on Twitter. Go find me on Instagram. Yeah, that's it, I guess.
Go follow Peely.
Go follow me, and yeah, it's great to unfold the live feeds and the episodes. Yeah, it's I've had a blast, and I think I really became a super fan this season.
Yes, Peely really got bit by the feeds bug after watching last season.
Yes, 100%. I love it though.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. We will see you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.